From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. And of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I'm actually in Austin today at the studios of KUT on the UT campus. Thanks to the kind KUT folks for welcoming me and having us broadcast here. But of course, phone number is the same, 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. Or again, tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Dogfit did and says, I have a home built in the 1950s with an attic fan. Does anyone know who can repair it? Anybody know of an attic fan repair outfit? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Gregory in Fayetteville, North Carolina, listening obviously over the internet, says, I was recently listening to doo-wop music by various vocal groups from the 50s, and it dawned on me that I've never heard the words doo-wop ever mentioned as a part of any song's lyrics. Does anyone know of any doo-wop era music that actually has the words doo-wop in the lyrics? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. It's where we got this from Mike in the Colony, who says, I'm looking for a source for relatively cost-conscious, he says, parenthetically, 100% cotton dress shirts that are not made from no iron or wrinkle-free cotton. He says, I want shirts sized by neck and sleeve, not small, medium, large, extra large. I'd like to find them in the North Dallas, Plano, Frisco area, or preferably, he says, in a catalog. And none of the catalogs I can find even have those anymore. He says, everything's gone wrinkle-free. He says, no iron cotton is an environmental nightmare. He also says, besides, it's like wearing cellophane. Anybody know where to find actual cotton dress shirts that are not small, medium, large, extra large? They have gone to small, medium, large, extra large, I've noticed, in a lot of places. We got a tweet on this, actually, in real time from another Jeff, who says, try landsend.com for cotton dress shirts. I retweet your tweets, by the way, if you want to respond, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Or you can call us, 800-933-5372. Philip says, as a child, Philip emailed us, by the way, anything@kera.org. As a child, I seem to remember hearing stories about some obscure law promoted by the dairy industry in reaction to the introduction of margarine. He says, what I remember is that it was okay to open a package of butter and buy just one stick instead of the whole package. He says, most butter cartons have warnings on the flaps that state, the carton has been opened. Is this a holdover of this obscure law? And is it still possible to buy just one stick of butter? Does anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go to the phones and talk. Let's talk first today. Hey, if you guys up in Dallas could punch up line one, that would be great. Let's talk to Holly in Fort Worth. Hey, Holly.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I have an answer for the doo-wop question.
Okay.
It's not from a doo-wop song, but Jeff Lind and Electric Light Orchestra, the song Telephone Line, in the chorus he says, doo-wop, doobie-doo-doo-wop.
Hmm. All right, well, that's our answer right now. Thanks, Holly.
Okay, bye.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Dean tweeted and says, 20 years ago in Charlotte, there was a doo-wop show with one-hit wonders of the 50s. But did any of them actually sing the words doo-wop? John tweeted and says and asks, is it a slice of pizza or a piece of pizza? When you get a, well, I think it's a slice, right? But this might be a colloquial thing. We'll see what the audience has to say about it. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Blaine calling from Arlington. Hello, Blaine.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Nordstrom's carries men's shirts and non-wrinkle-free cotton.
Okay.
And they sell it by neck and by sleeve length.
Well, there you go, Blaine. I think you may have solved the problem for Mike.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Lots of lines open today. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Dean had a couple of more follow-ups on the Doo-Wop show. He says, the show was kind of low budget, and they would talk about their song and then sing it. And he says, D.D. Sharp was there and 15 others. Would anyone happen to know what it was called? This Doo-Wop show 20 years ago in Charlotte with one-hit wonders of the 50s. Does anybody know what that show was called? Dean says it was not one of those slick stage presentations. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Shay tweeted and says, Bonobos is a catalog, and they have men's clothes by neck and sleeve size. So there's another lead for those. Is it called broadcloth, or sometimes they call it 80s broadcloth, Oxford cotton dress shirts. I think, I'm not a big shopper. So it might be better for you all to answer that, but we got a couple of leads from Mike. Got an email at anything@kera.org from Stephanie, who says, I need to have a mirror repaired. Does anyone know a place in the Plano area where I can either take the mirror or if they will come out to my home to fix it? It sounds like it might be a big mirror. Anybody know where to get a mirror repaired in Plano? 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jim Bob in West Fort Worth. Hello, Jim Bob.
Hello, Jeffrey. How in the world are you today?
Doing well.
Well, I'm dodging in and out of traffic. Well, not really. Anyway, going east on the freeway here in Fort Worth. And my question is, where is it somebody's supposed to go or call to give feedback, comments, questions, maybe please, regarding the traffic situations, the road, the speed limit's too high or too low, or for goodness sakes, we need an extra turn lane or something, because we all know where to go for electricity or something about the city ordinances, but what about the roads?
Yeah, and is it a TxDOT or is it a 311 thing?
But even TxDOT, you would think there'd be an office in each one of the major cities, you know, where you could go.
Well, you've
actually
asked.
Have a conversation with someone.
You actually want to show up in person?
Well, ideally, yeah, or maybe telephone. I mean, you can do that. Mm-hmm. What the heck with the state government? Why not? TxDOT.
Yeah, I would think that the rule of thumb is if it's an emergency, you want to call 911. If it's just something that looks like it needs to be fixed, you would call 311 probably.
Oh no, see, that's news to me. That's great. 311.
And then call 311 and they would direct you to the appropriate group. But then it might be a TxDOT thing. We'll see what the audience has to say.
Okay, please. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Laramie in Dallas. Is it Laramie?
It's actually Larome, but it depends on where you're from. If you live in Dakota, Minnesota, they pronounce it Laramie up there. So you're close enough.
Larome, Laramie. It's tough to tell on the screen. Larome, go right ahead.
Okay. Jeff, I was just going to say in reference to the doo-wop question, mm-hmm. There's another song that came out that had doo-wop all the way song. It was by Lauryn Hill. It was called Doo-Wop That Thing. Even though it was a hip-hop record, it incorporated doo-wop trappings. So outside of that, everything else has been like shoebop, shoebop. If you go back and look at Gene Vincent and you look at other doo-wop groups, rockabilly groups, you're going to get a lot of shebop, doo-wop-a-wop-a. But, you know, as far as his doo-wop, I would say Lauryn Hill, doo-wop that thing.
So. Very good. Thanks so much, right. LeBron. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Got an email from Maria who says, there's a company called Tuckerman and Company that sources organic cotton from Italy, and they make the shirts in the States. So there's another lead on those shirts, the non-wrinkle-free shirts. Terry says via email, I think that the redo by Garfunkel of I Only Have Eyes for You, the choral backing refrain is doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop. Let's see. RM tweeted me and says, try Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman at the very beginning. He says, hopefully memory has the right song. And yeah, so call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next is Mark in Saxe. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Jeff. Sorry to pile on this shirt business.
No,
but,
please.
You know,
that's what this show is all about. We almost called it Sorry to Pile On, but here's my answer. No, not really. But, no, please,
right.
Please.
Well, so I don't know if this has been mentioned already. If it has, I apologize. Charles Tirrett Clothiers. It's out of London, unfortunately. So it does take a while to get their shirts. You can order them online, but your caller or anyone listening will thank me, will be forever indebted to me, as I am indebted to the person that told me about Charles Tirrett. It's spelled, the last name is T-Y-R-W-H-I-T. They do sell both types of shirts, both the natural cotton as well as the wrinkle-free. But you can obviously choose what you want. And furthermore, you can specify neck size, sleeve length, and they are made to order. That is, they fit like tailored shirts. They're absolutely the best shirts I've ever purchased in my life. And I am not a paid shill for them at all. I just tell anyone that will listen about Charles Tirrett shirts. They're fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks for the lead, Mark.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington as well. From the control room, the other side of the glass here, the great David Alvarez says, When You Dance by the Turbans, is the Turbans, 1955. It says you can hear the backup singers going doo-wop, doo-doo-doo-wop. So, all right. So we've got, I hope someone's, who asked this question in the beginning? I hope someone, our listener, is taking notes, because you're getting quite a compilation, a mixtape going here. Now, Nav says via email to anything at kera.org that doo-wop was a style of music, just as heavy metal or rap is a style. So no, the word doo-wop would not appear, just as heavy metal bands never use the words heavy metal in their songs, or rappers don't use the word rap in their songs as a norm. There might be exceptions to those rules, Nav, and I'm sure the audience will weigh in. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. It's anything you ever wanted to know. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington, but stay with us. More of your questions and your answers in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Although today, I'm sitting in the welcoming environs of the KUT studios on the beautiful campus of UT Austin. Thanks again to KUT for having us down here today. And the reason we're here is because Chris Boyd was interviewing former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright over at the LBJ Library. We're hoping to bring you some audio from that interview next week on Think. So look for that. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. That's what Sophie did, who says, Brooks Brothers sells cotton non-wrinkle-free shirts sized by neck size and sleeve length. Stanlin tweeted and says, for doo-wop, the song Candy Says by the Velvet Underground, you hear it at the end of the song. And Anne tweeted along a link, which I'll retweet here. And I retweet your tweets, by the way, when I read them. And even when I can't read them all, because so many come in sometimes as we burn up the Twitter. Anne says, for Fort Worth Streets, she sent a link where you can make reports about issues. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's see here. Let's go back to the phones here. You know what? I'm going to have to ask you guys back in Dallas to punch up line 3 for me, please. Let's talk to Ian in Prosper. Hey, Ian.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I have an answer for the doo-wop question. The Turban song, When You Dance, is indeed, yeah, as far as I know, the very first use of the word doo-wop in a song. It was 1955. And then, you know, the doo-wop is kind of characterized by vocal harmonies coming out of the barbershop tradition, and there were all sorts of vocalizations of instrumental noises. And doo-wop is, I guess, just the one that kind of stuck.
Now, I should say, Ian, while we have you, is that during the break, our engineer here in Austin, David, was listening to the song, and he says, on a close listen, it sounds to him like they're saying doom-bop on that Turban song.
Interesting.
But was that not correct, David? Oh, on Why Do Fools Fall in Love, he says it sounds like doom bop. Sorry.
So as far as I know, the Turbans one is the first use of doo-wop.
Very good.
And then also, in terms of songs within a genre not referencing that genre, there are plenty of cases of songs being that, especially in rock, Rock You Like a Hurricane or We Will Rock You. So there's all sorts of self-referencing rock or songs within any genre.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Lolly in Louisville. Hello, Lolly.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I guess I'm calling in reference to the shirts. I realize you have received quite a few phone calls. GQ recommends this website for 100% wrinkle-free custom shirts. They take your measurements. It's done online, and they send you shirts, and they gave this place a rave review.
Okay, and what is the place?
I'm sorry, I thought I said it. Propercloth.com.
Very good. Lolly, thanks so much for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Alessio in Dallas. Hello, Alessio.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great, great. So, look, having grown up in making pizza, Neapolitan-style pizza, and also having made pizza in New York in the U.S., I think I'm qualified to answer, it's a slice or it's a piece? And the answer is a slice, not only from the American, English language, because it is a pie, and generally you associate pies with slices, but also you are slicing it. And in Italian, you say fetta di pizza, which literally translates to slice of pizza, and not pezzo di pizza, which would be piece of pizza. So there's your answer.
I think we have the definitive answer. Alessio, thank you so much. And Alessio is out. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Jeannie says, writes and asks, have the current hurricanes damaged the campgrounds and RV parks in Corpus and South Padre Island? And if so, are they now repaired? Does anybody know what the RV park situation is on the Texas coast? Richard emailed anything at kera.org and says, I've been told that staples such as eggs and butter can be bought in smaller quantities than they are packaged in. So you can, he says, open a package and the store will sell you what you need. A couple more answers on the doo-wop. Kelly says, In the Still of the Night by the Five Satins. And Althea says, in Little Richard's Tutti Frutti, he says, a wop bop a loop bop a lop bam boom, something like that. And sometimes you'll hear people say doo-wop, and that may account for the origin of the term as the name of a genre, but could there be songs where you actually heard doo-wop that aren't remembered very well. It could also be that someone writing about the genre just came up with it as a kind of sound and it stuck. Says the background refrain in I Only Have Eyes for You is shoebop doobop, by the way. So, yeah. Hey, this is why we do the show, is so that I can try to read emails with doo-wop lyrics. Let's get one more answer on this from Brink calling from Dallas. Hello, Brink.
Hi. Yeah, I realize we may have reached the saturation point on the doo-wop question, but I had to call in to respond to, I think his name was Nav. I think with all due respect to Nav, I think he's just 100% wrong on this, that they didn't pull the name doo-wop out of thin air to name the music. It came from the most popular vocalization for the background vocals in the songs, which was doo-wop. And people, when they started listening to the music, they realized that that was a pretty popular background vocalization, and that's how the name for the music came up. And I think he's also wrong. I know he's absolutely wrong about rap and heavy metal. It's true that by this day and age, rappers don't usually use the word rap in rap, and mm-hmm. heavy metal bands don't usually use the word heavy metal, but it's just because it's kind of become corny. In the early days of both genres, rappers used the term rap all the time and talking about how good they were at rapping. And, I mean, just off the top of my head, there's a heavy metal song called Heavy Metal by Sammy Hagar. So clearly both terms were used at least early on in both of those genres.
Very good. I love it. Thanks, Brink.
Thanks.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Got an email from Joan in Dallas asking, how do water towers work? Or are they just for display? Joan says they certainly don't look like they can supply water for any size town. And I don't think they supply the water. They just provide the water pressure. And someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but there are pumps that are constantly pumping water up into these water towers, right? Someone who's calling right now, 800-933-5372. And then the water tower, the water's up there. And so then the water tower provides the pressure so that we have running water in all of our faucets. I think that's how it works. But, I just talk into the mic and take calls and read emails and tweets and stuff. So call us 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to, I'm going to have to ask you guys in Dallas again, punch up number two, please. And is it Picante in Fort Worth?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right, man. I love your show, man. You got a real good show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sam, man, I was wondering if anybody out there, out here in the Fort Worth, Dallas area, mostly Fort Worth or Arlington, of any repair shop that fixes convertibles. I have a Mustang 2002 GT, and the top is torn. It got broken into. They straight tore it all the way. And I already took it off, and I have the top and the glass. I just need to know if there is a shop somewhere near here that I could take it and they could put it on for me. When I took it out, man, it was way too many screws.
Right. Well, we'll see if somebody has a recommendation for you on getting that fixed. I'm sorry to hear that your car got broken into. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Ryan in Richardson. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, good deal. Hey, I was wondering, and you might actually be able to answer this for me, but I heard a long time ago that every radio station, TV station, I think on the west side of either Mississippi or Missouri, mm-hmm. starts with a K, and everything on the other side starts with a W. And I'm wondering why here in Dallas, WFAA starts with a W when everything else starts with a K.
Because it was established and in operation before that law took effect.
That's what I read. And then yep. I was doing a little bit more research yesterday, mm-hmm. just because it's been bugging me for too long.
Sure.
And I guess it started with a K originally, and then the name changed over to WFAA, as I understood it, after that rule had taken effect, but maybe I was mistaken.
Well, it was a radio station originally, before the days of television, WFAA was. And the original broadcast location is still there. It's on top of, I think, the Santa Fe building downtown at the corner, like at the intersection of it's Young and Griffin, I think, you know, where the Aloft Hotel is, or Aloft Hotel is. And
yeah.
I think that there's still a WFAA sign up there, but I'm pretty sure. And, you know, I used to know the Broadcast Something Act of 1939 or something like that. I can't remember the actual details. Someone will remember and look it up, or maybe I'll get a chance to. But yeah, and there's a couple of other ones too. There's a couple of other stations that are west of the Mississippi that are long time, like very early radio stations that have a W as well. And maybe someone can remind us of those.
Right, grandfather
Din,
I guess.
Exactly. But it's a great question, Ryan, and we'll see if we get some more details for you.
Very cool. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Doreen in Plano. Hey, Doreen. Are you there, Doreen? All right, well, call us back. Let's talk to Maggie calling from Dallas. Hello, Maggie.
Hi.
Hello.
So I was wondering how you can get squirrels to stop eating your pumpkins.
Because you have you've done a jack-o'-lantern, I'm assuming, you have a pumpkin display outside.
Yes, we have a pumpkin display, but we can't stop squirrels from eating them.
All right, well, we'll see if anybody has a recommendation for you.
Okay, thank you.
Now, hey, Maggie, before you go, have you carved a jack-o'-lantern yet, or are you planning to carve one?
We're planning to, but we haven't done it yet.
Okay. All right, well, hopefully we'll get an answer for you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Let's talk next to Brent calling from Frisco. Hello, Brent.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right.
So I just want to expand on the water tower question.
Please,
you're right.
Please.
The purpose of a water tower is for pressure, but the water isn't necessarily pumped into the tower itself. Water is just pumped. Water flows down. The water is pumped throughout the entire city so that when you turn on your upstairs bathroom faucet, water comes out. And the purpose of the tower is to maintain that water pressure, you know, consistently so that, you know, at 3 in the morning when no one's really using the bathroom, the water in the water tower will be higher and the pressure will remain constant. And, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon after lunch, when everyone's using the bathroom, the water pressure will stay constant. The level in the water tower will go down to maintain that constant pressure in the entire system.
So it's like a governor that can increase or decrease what the role it plays, but it fluctuates based on the need.
Exactly. All thanks to gravity.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Brent.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's get one more answer on this from Tammy in Grandview. Tammy, does that sound right to you?
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, so nothing to add?
Well, it was the water tower that's so funny that came up because I've looked at those my whole entire life, and I finally got up the courage to ask my husband, exactly what is the deal? Do they, like, hold the water, or what is it?
Right.
And I was so embarrassed. I thought I was, like, the only one who didn't know that, but that's exactly what he said. It was the downward gravitation, and that's why they're so high, because to regulate the water pressure when it comes out. I just thought that was so cool. And also, Maggie, the squirrel girl, tell her to put something they like better out there. Maybe they'll leave her pumpkins alone.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, Tammy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got a recommendation on the convertible top for Picante, who I think was looking in Fort Worth, but Chew Man says Preston's Upholstery in Irving is excellent, and Chew Man says surprisingly affordable. Preston's Upholstery. So there is a recommendation on that. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Let's go back to the phones, and let's see. How about line 5? Can you guys hit line 5? Brad in North Richland Hills. Hello, Brad.
Hi, Jeff. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Happy Friday.
You too.
I've got a piece of property I've been wondering about for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Las Colinas, just south of 114, and it's bordered by a hidden ridge that circles around to Meadow Creek. And there's a hilltop there with a little pond on it, and there's a lot of foundations there with some Spanish tile on the ground. It looks like there was almost a resort community there at one time. And all that's left now is there's several roads that run through there and some building foundations, and looks like where some streetlights were. And I was wondering if anybody knew what used to be there.
All right, and whereabouts is it cross street-wise?
This is in Las Colinas, just mm-hmm. south of 114. Hidden Ridge circles around it and meets with Meadow Creek. So it's kind of in between Meadow Creek and Hidden Ridge, just south of 114. There's
okay.
a little crossroad there called Green Park that they just built for the training track that comes through there. So it's right there in between those three roads.
Okay, well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Excellent. Thanks. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. It's anything you ever wanted to know, folks, right here on KERA. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. Of course, you can tweet me as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Check out our free podcast every week. We post the show at kera.org/anything. You can listen to it there. You can subscribe to the podcast there. And thanks to all of you who have done that. You can also find it on your podcast app or wherever you like to get podcasts. It's a great tool if you ask a question and don't have a chance to listen or don't hear the answer, because we always, you know, we typically usually get around to to getting to an answer. Or you can tweet your question at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and maybe somebody will answer it even when we're not on the air. Let's go back to the phones right now at 800-933-5372 and talk to Doreen in Plano. Hello, Doreen.
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Go right ahead.
I have a question about a bread that I have that mm-hmm. is supposed to be gluten-free, but I was wondering if there is a lab that I can send a sample of that bread to make sure that it doesn't include any gluten.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Up
next at 800-933-5372 is Jared in Dallas. Hello, Jared.
What's going on?
I'm just doing the show.
I hear you. So I have a stand-up Wurlitzer piano that I inherited from my grandmother, and it's from the 40s. And I'm pretty sure that the piano has never been tuned before. So I'd like to get it tuned, and obviously I'm not going to, you know, load it up and take it somewhere. I just wanted to see if there was, like, a service in Dallas where someone will come and actually tune my piano in my home.
Yeah, I mean, there are still folks who are, piano tuners are still out there because people still have pianos. It's just
sure.
a question of finding them. We'll see if we get some recommendations for you. Are you in North Dallas, East Dallas? Where are you?
No, I'm in Bishop Park.
Bishop Arts, right, okay. So an Oak Cliff-based piano tuner would be ideal. We'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. It springs to mind, too, Jared, you might also call, you might also check with the music departments, you know, like, well, I'm thinking maybe the music school at SMU, or maybe even, you know, out in Arlington, there's probably, because they usually have, you know, a lead on someone, because they have to get their pianos tuned, too, right? And they usually know somebody. And another place to check is at a local church, because they usually have pianos at church that need to be tuned as well, and they'll have the phone number for a piano tuner. It's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty interesting and arcane, and I think I'm afraid maybe even dying art, people who go around and tune pianos, because it's a very labor intensive and it is an art form, really. I mean, it really is. Although, you know, now I guess there are strobe tuners that people use, but I saw a piano tuner, believe it or not, last year in the airport in San Jose, California, tuning a piano in an airport concourse, and he was doing it the old-fashioned way with tuning forks and his ears. So pretty cool. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Susan calling from Arlington. Hello, Susan.
Hi. I have an answer for, the little girl who called in about squirrels and pumpkins.
Yeah.
I think if they would sprinkle white pepper on top of the pumpkins, the squirrels would leave them alone. I found that out when I was having trouble keeping squirrels and chipmunks out of my bird feeders. And so I looked it up, and it said to mix white pepper in with the bird seed, because the birds don't have taste buds, so they don't care, but it keeps the squirrels and chipmunks out of the bird feeder. So maybe if she sprinkles the pumpkin with white pepper, they'll be left alone.
Great recommendation. Thanks, Susan.
All right, bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Daniel tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter and says, Maggie can try sprinkling her pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns with cayenne pepper powder. We also got the recommendation from Andy to use predator urine or urine pellets. He says, I use these to keep bunnies and squirrels out of the yard. Dennis says, smear habanero sauce on the pumpkin. Barbara says, one of my children did a science experiment about preventing squirrels from eating our tulip bulbs, and we found cayenne pepper was the most effective. She says, I would suggest the caller put a good deal of cayenne in a spray bottle with water and spray down the pumpkins. Be sure to wear eye protection and do not breathe in the overspray. So make your cayenne pepper spray and go to town, but be careful with it. And Scott emailed us anything at kera.org recommending Mid-Cities Mustang for the guy needing a convertible top replaced on his Mustang. He says they are located in Euless. They work on Mustangs and Fords, full restorations, or simple repairs like this. And Cindy says, I have my convertible top worked on by Brunner, B-R-U-N-N-E-R, Brunner Trim and Glass. And she says they did a great job and did it in a timely manner. So there's a couple of leads on that. We got an email from Bill, and this is probably related to the big JFK assassination document dump, although not as big as initially expected, because some documents have been held back, from what I gather, until at least March, or perhaps indefinitely. But Bill is wondering, and that document dump happened yesterday, right? Bill is wondering if anyone knows what the oldest known document or information in existence is that the federal government is still holding as classified. Well, I'm sure somebody knows, but it's probably classified. You can't even know that it's there, right? For example, Bill asks, are there still secrets being held for the time during World War II? Or for that matter, are there secrets being held from earlier time periods? What would anybody know, I'm wondering, and what do you know? Call us, 800-933-5372. It's anything you ever wanted to know, after all. And you can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Charlene did that and says, recommends alexsmithpianoservices.com. alexsmithpianoservices.com, all one word. I retweeted that. She put his phone number in there too, or her phone number in there. And let's see, we got a call from Elizabeth in Colleyville on this. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hello. There is a Piano Tuners and Technicians Guild. Mm-hmm. I believe they have a website that's just PTG. You could also check with any piano store in the area, because they all have tuners, of course.
Of course, yeah.
One more thing you might check is there's a Music Teachers Association called MTNA, and if you can find a teacher in your area, you might just call a teacher that's in your area and ask who they use.
Great suggestion. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Let's get one more on this from TJ calling from Dallas. Hello, TJ.
Hey, how you doing? I have an answer for the piano tuning question.
Yeah.
So there's a guy here in town. I'm actually an audio engineer, and this guy comes to a lot of the studios in town doing piano tuning. His name is David Featherstone.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone number that I have
TJ? I don't like to give out phone numbers on the air, but I'll put you on hold. And we'll get it off the air. But
sure,
David Featherstone, I bet he's not impossible to look up either.
Yeah, I just Googled it, and it's there. David Featherstone. Yeah.
Perfect. TJ, thanks so much for calling.
No problem.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Gailey writes, I am a new photographer, and I'm looking for a place this time of year where I can take holiday photos. Are there any places this early, although it's not really this early anymore, is it? It's almost November. Are there any places that would have festive decorations up already for photographs? Anybody know? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jordan calling from Ennis.
Jordan.
Hello, Jordan.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Is this Jeff?
This is Jeff. You're on the air.
Jeff, thank you, sir. I was going to see if you know I'm in Ennis, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me pretty well?
I can. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. So my name is Jordan, and I'm from Ennis, Texas. It's a small city and obviously in Texas. But I was calling to see if you know where I can get my vehicle painted at the best price. I have a 2017 Jeep Cherokee. And
okay.
I was trying to get a black paint job on it. And I was going to see if you can tell me where the best place is to get that done.
What? Hey, I'm just curious. It's a new Jeep Cherokee. What color is it right now?
It's ugly. I really don't like it. It's like a silver. I can't even describe it to you. It's like a very fake grayish color. It looks very cheap and plain.
You want it flat black or glossy black?
I mean, obviously glossy is probably better in your profession. You know, I mean, but I also like the flat black as well.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has some recommendations for you, Jordan. We're almost out of time today, so we might it might carry over to next week. But thanks for calling.
Thank you. So will I be able to hear this replay on the radio?
Well, if we get an answer to your question in the next 3 or 4 minutes, then yeah, or we'll have it on next week if we get an answer for you. All right. Thanks for calling. Let's talk. Time for a few more calls. Let's talk to Kat calling from Allen. Hello, Kat.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I was wondering if there is a place that I can buy a Kershaw squash. You know, you see them on holiday displays, Halloween displays with pumpkins,
mm-hmm.
and they're pretty big squashes, but I haven't found any place where I can purchase one.
Okay, well, how do you spell it?
I think it's C-U-S-H-A-W, Kershaw.
Kershaw, okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
They're very tasty also.
Okay. Well, and we're almost out of time. So if not today, then tune in next week and we'll see if we have some answers for you.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's see. We got an email from Scott who says for holiday photos, the Arboretum has holiday arrangements out. Stacy says good places to photograph during the holidays are the Arboretum, most definitely. And also Clyde Warren Park in the early morning light. I'm assuming that means that they have decorations out. Mark emailed and says, to discuss getting roadways improved, you need to identify who is responsible for the road. He says, most cities have a street department and larger ones have traffic engineers. He says, of course, if it's going to cost more than what has been budgeted, the city council will have to approve it. Counties are divided by precinct, and the elected commissioner for each are typically responsible for maintaining the roads in their precinct. Each district of Texas Department of Transit has a regional engineer, but you may need to get your state representative or senator to help with state highways, farm-to-market, and ranch roads. If it's a U.S. highway, TxDOT is still the place to start, but you may need to involve your U.S. representative or senator. In any case, Mark says it's good to talk to staff, the street department engineer, to understand the technical issues and probability of the change. That is who the elected official is going to turn to determine how to respond to your request. He says, on water towers, he says, yes, they maintain pressure and they serve to provide a backup if a pump goes down for any reason. Adequate or inadequate water tower on the water supply system, water pressure rather, on the water supply system can influence fire insurance rates. And a little bit more technical data on this from James, who says via email, for every foot of rise in a column of water, you gain 0.433 pounds of pressure. He says, so a 100-foot tower would have 43 pounds per square inch at the base. He says, it doesn't matter how wide the column is, the pressure will be the same. Pumps maintain the water level in the tower. He says they can put the tower on a hill for greater pressure. He says many buildings had small water towers on top of them for higher pressure for fire protection and such. And I guess that's why you see, say, in New York, for example, there on all the buildings, there are all those water towers. Well, that makes sense. And you know what? That's why we do the show. Anything you ever wanted to know is produced by Stephen Becker. Our engineer is Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Samantha Guzman is our associate producer. And here at KUT, David Alvarez engineered on this end. And thanks again to David and the folks at KUT for having us here today. You can let us know what you're thinking. Email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions, anything at kera.org. Or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington. Whatever you do, join us next week for another hour of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. And between now and then, please be nice to each other. We'll see you then.